Hello, it's James here. It's about 20 past 10, squeezing out the last little bits of September. Can't believe it's October tomorrow. And my goodness, I'm recording this in bed, and I thought I have to record an audio boo because for a work day, which is the usual drag to work on the commute and home again, it's been a really good day. I don't know, I woke up this morning feeling good. When you wake up at sort of 5:45 every morning, feeling a little bit tired, and you have to drag yourself out of bed. Some days are better than others, and today was certainly a good day. And it went on like that. I had a meeting with a guy who wanted to get to know our system a little bit better, because he's helping to work towards a unified system for news, world service and music. And after lunch, I helped to do some tidying up in an apparatus room. And I know that sounds trivial, but it's really rewarding getting things to sort of a state where you know where they're like. I'm not obsessive compulsive, but I know I have some kind of obsessive compulsive. I don't call it a disorder. I like things to be neat and tidy. And having been able to get all the cables that aren't being used out labelled and sort of put into order made me feel really good. And so it was kind of like a good, rewarding day. I also had a chat with one of my colleagues who also went for an interview for a management role. It's a bit different for him because he's already carrying out that role, but it was good to know that he and I brought up very similar issues in the interview, so that's great. And when I got home, I made the point this evening, it's a strange thing to do, I know, but Thursday night's watchdog night, and I don't get home much before 8 o'clock, so I got home in time to see the children and say goodnight to them, and then Beth and I had lunch, had tea, so rather, and we watched Watchdog. Which is about as romantic as it gets in this day and age. And it was really nice. I was very fortunate that my lovely friend Anne has just been to Hungary, and she and her friend parked their car outside my house because I'm quite close to Luton Airport, and I sort of gave them a ride there and stuff. And she brought me back some chocolates and some, I can't remember what the drink is, unfortunately. I think it's called something like Pranky or something. And so it's like vodka with a seasoning of orange juice. And I put tropical fruit juice with it, because I'm a savage like that. And so I'm happily tipsy, enjoying the delights of Thursday evening television. And although there wasn't actually anything deliberately comedy on, because traditionally it was the night for, you know, Never Mind the Buzzcocks and maybe even Mock the Week and Have I Got News For You. It was a good laugh, and it's been lots of laughs this evening. So all in all, it's been a really good day, and I thought I'd sort of celebrate that through the medium of audio boo while Beth's not quite in bed yet. And I just wanted to say to Rob, Northern Bloke, no, not Rob, Andy, Northern Bloke, it's Rob who lives in Birmingham. Andy, have a lovely holiday. And Rob, who's in Birmingham, it's interesting to hear about the stories of your commute where some bloke on a bridge can cause so much chaos. But wasn't that always the way? Anyway, I shall sign off now and go to sleep. And thank you very much for listening, and I hope Friday for you is as calm and nice. I'm wearing a tie tomorrow. Tie day is Friday, is tidy Friday. It's all got very complicated. And I shall enjoy. What really cheered me up getting to the office this morning was the fact that my desk was nice and in a reasonable state. There was nobody else in the office. I can put some more Annie Nightingale sort of iPlayer on and just sort of wig out for half an hour before everyone else came in. It was really good. And I think it kind of sets you up for the day. A nice brisk walk, listening to the music you like. And if you're easily pleased like me, it's a good way to go. And with that, I shall wish you a good night, and I hope all your dreams are pleasant ones. And as the birds fly on their migration path to the south, I hope that as autumn and winter creeps in for us and the northern hemisphere, we'll stay warm and happy. Good night. Oh, and I forgot to say that I'm in bed with a fresh pair of my favourite Homer Simpson Jimmy Jams on, and surely that's the greatest way to end the day. Good night properly this time. Good night.